This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We have been studying for the past several times on great lessons from the book of Job in the Old Testament. And we had just come to the 8th lesson of how to apply that book to our own lives today, and that is that suffering can have spiritual value in spiritual discipline. And the first one of these that we just had time to barely mention is this, that suffering helps the sufferer to know himself better than he knew himself before. You know, one of the greatest tasks we have in this life is to know ourselves. Recall the Apostle Paul saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. One of the most crucial needs then of each person is to know himself. The psalmist prayed for such knowledge. He prayed for God to help him to know himself, to see if there be any wicked way in him. Before he was actually involved in the severe test, which of course you recall he failed, the Apostle Peter viewed himself as a tower of spiritual strength. But in a real sense, the actual testing introduced Peter to himself. Read that account in Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 to 35. Peter learned that rather than being strong, he was weak, and he denied his Lord. Not only denied him, but denied him with a curse and an oath. Then he failed his spiritual test. He denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 26, verses 69 to 74. Each person, when he is in a situation which involves suffering, should examine himself with a view to coming to know himself better. There's a second benefit of suffering. Suffering can help the sufferer to attain a proper set of values. Again, this is one of our greatest needs, to be able to put value where value belongs, to put first things first, to approve the things that are excellent, as Paul said in the first chapter of the book of Philippians. It is easier for a man in the midst of great suffering to see and understand what is really important and what is not. The man who realizes that he may be dying usually does not regard material wealth, popularity and power and other such matters to be the most valuable things. Whereas during times of good health and good reputation, lots of money in the bank, he tends to regard these things as truly great and important. But suffering tends to cause the sufferer to think of his responsibility to God, to think about the condition of his heart and life, perhaps as he faces death. He tends then to ask with more sincerity, is my life right with God and with my fellow man? So suffering can help the sufferer to come to a proper set of values. Then in the third place, suffering can help the sufferer to be thankful and to avoid self-pity. The average person takes for granted the marvelous blessings which he enjoys day by day, especially the blessings of wife or husband and children. But when he realizes that he may be dying, he can see more clearly the blessings which his wife and children have been to him. So it is, as one faces eternity, suffering can lead one to appreciate the love of God, John 3:16, to repent of his sins, and to turn to God by being baptized in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Then in the fourth place, suffering can help the sufferer not to despair. This is the case because the darkest hours may precede those which are brightest. Someone has well said that cowards die 1,000 deaths, that is, emotionally, before they actually die physically. Men of deep faith and courage die but once. Those of little faith and courage often give up in despair when, without realizing it, they were on the verge of victory. Coming through suffering can help a person to say to himself, why was I so anxious through that period of suffering? Why did I not trust my Lord? But again, our time has come and gone. I do want you to know that I'm so glad you've been with us today. Please do be with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.